This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perakei Mishnah Tes. Tanu Shebo Mechutoch Mibeis HaUmon. The craftsman who made the tanur made it pieces. He made straight pieces that it's going to be assembled when it gets to the house. This is where they do it today also. You get a delivery and the table that you ordered or the thing that you ordered is in pieces, a desk that comes and you have to assemble it yourself. The price will reflect that. So here it was brought to the house and the vial wasn't assembled yet. The Uman made rings, holders like, to stick in the pieces that have to be held in order to hold it together. I'm not sure exactly how it looks. V'noisin olov, the balabais puts the taboys that snap together. It's sort of like it snaps together and now it stands by itself on the pieces that are assembled together. V'hutor, the tanner was not mekabel tumah. Nitmo now becomes a roi to be mekabel tumah. It's a gemar kli and it's put together, it's assembled, so that's it. Misilekes limudav, what happens if then he's misalik those holders, the taboys, and now the pieces don't hold together? So then the halach is tohor. It returns to its state of not being mekabel tumah. If you then put it back and you snap the pieces back together again, tohor. Since it was already sholem and he disassembled it, so it doesn't go back when it's snapped together back to its original state of being mekabel tumah. What it sounds like for Pashtus when you read the Mishnah is that only the first time you snap the pieces together we look at it as a gemar kli. Once you're taking it, undoing it, putting it back together again, we see the whole putting it back together is really nothing. Memel, it doesn't have a shem kli. Lamaisa Mufashim say more than that. Mufashim say that once he puts it together a second time, the taking it apart means now the pieces don't fit together as well. There's little holes. Memel, it's not sholem. The integrity of the snapping it back together after it was disassembled is not so good, and that's why it's not mekabel tumah. Hechzir in law, if then he puts back in the taboy, it's tor, so it stays tor. Merchoy betit, if after he puts the taboys back on, he smears it with cement, holding it together, mekabel tumah. Ve'en itzorch lahasiken, it doesn't need hasoka. Shekva husak, it's already heated up, it already has that firmness of a gemar kli, it just needed to be assembled. That, yeah. There's one word in the way we just read the Mishnah, which is the Rav's Pshat, that doesn't fit so well. The word visilek es limudov is a little bit grammatically incorrect. L'chor, the Mishnah is saying, v'nois no lov, v'hu tohor. So then, nitmo, now it's roi l'kabel tumah, and l'chor, there's a kama, and then it should say, silek es limudov, when he takes off the clasps, the rings. Then the halacha is tor. It doesn't say that. It says in the Mishnah, visilek es limudov, as it's, if it's still in the middle of the sentence. Also, the word nitma is a little bit hard. Nitma means it's roi l'kabel tumah. The Mishnah is very bekitzer. So, l'maisa, there is another way of reading. The Rash and the Rosh have a different way of reading. Tanu shebo mechutach mibeis ha'uman v'asa b'limudin v'noisna lo v'hutor. If he puts on these clasps, these rings, and it holds it all together, he still needs it to be geshmirt with tit in order to be considered a chibur that shmir mekabel tumah. Nitma, if it taka became tome, in order to be mitaher, he was misalik visilik limudim, and then after it became tome, he did that Torah, that's considered the maisa netitza. Hechzir alone. Over there, but the same way, by the Hakov Rishon, he needs to assemble it, plus he needs to put on tit. Hechzir, if he puts on the taboys, it's not mekabel tumah until he's also miriach. Merchoy betit. So then the halach is it's mekabel tumah. It reads a little bit better. But there's a chiddush over here that the putting it together in the framework with the taboys is not enough to consider it gemar kli. You need miruach of tit. That's what's going to come out of this girsa. Mishnah Yud. Chatochei chulyois v'nosan chol ben chulyo l'chulyo. He cut it into round pieces, not lengthwise but widthwise, so the pieces are shorter. The pieces are less than arba tvachim. He puts them together, and he puts sand between each chulia in order to hold it together. Blazim etaher. The sand is not considered a full chibur of the chulia l'chulia, because the sand itself is not a kli. It has to be a kli cheres. And the sand is only a filler in order to hold together the pieces of kli cheres. It itself is not. It breaks. It's considered a mafsik and it's not mekabel tumah. Vacham mitamin. Since lemaisa the tit, the cement, is held together by it holds together the chulyos, and the sand helps for that. That considers it one tanu. Zeh tanure shel achnoi. This is the famous meduber of tanur achnoi. Achnoi, by the way, is a lashon of a nochosh. What's this tanur to do with a nochosh? Because a nochosh, a snake, achnoi, winds itself around. Here the chacham went round and round, and they spoke in learning, and the two opinions over here with Reuven the Chacham against Shitzer Belezer. It's a world famous Mishnah. The Belezer was the Mekel, the Chacham were Mitameh, Reuven of the Deus of the Chacham, which is why they called Chacham held not like a Belezer. Belezer brought the Rayas that is right. Rayas that was supernatural, the Chacham were not convinced. The Rayas, the Baskoil, and the tree that showed, and the walls of the Beis Medrash that showed Moivsin. The Gemara famously said, they said to Rabbi Lezer, Loin Basher Mayimi. It could be Bezer Shemal's masking to you, but the Maitzah down here, the halacha is like the Reuv. Rabbi Lezer held that the Reuv of the full Sanhedrin is Kever. This wasn't a Reuv of a full Sanhedrin. Farshim say that Rabbi Lezer, of course, didn't argue on the Etzim Din of Achirat Lahatis in a Bezin. Vinishvi, in order to stop Machlokes in its tracks, they put Rabbi Lezer, Blaz Hagod Laheliger, Blaz Hagod Lagod Lada, they put him in Cherim, Benidui, I'm sorry. They put in Benidui in order to stop Shalayim and Machloikis Bisro. Famous dramatic discussion in the Gemara. We also learn from here, the Gemara says in Yivam Mustafi Zayin and elsewhere, that the Simonim that were Minah Shemayim, we learn that we always go Basa Roiv, even when there's a basketball to the contrary. Leib HaShemayim, the Tosfos asked the Pashta Kasha, but there was a major machlokes be shamay be sil, a basko yotza, and it said that loch is like be sil. What do you mean leib hashemayim? And the teretz is the basko can support the roiv, but the basko can't go against the roiv. That's the problem with Tosfos says. The Rav brings the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says over there that because Rabbi Elazar was mekel in this case, v'yiviu kol ha'tahara shetir Rabbi Elazar v'sofim be'ish v'nimdu baruchu because of the machlokes. Okay, famous noisy. Yoyrei so Arvian. Yoyrei is a vat. And the Arvian, the Arabs make it and it goes into the ground. Shul Choyfer, they dig a hole in the ground. Ba'oretz v'toch, they smear the walls betit and they light a fire in it and they bake in it. Im yochla tit lamed b'fnei atzmo, if they pull out the karka around it, the tit will hold by itself. Tome, that's considered a kli. Vimlav, if the cement is not thick enough, it's only that it's held on by the karka namagabal tumah. Tor, v'zeh tanur shel ben dinoi. This also had a name. Achnoi, we say, is the name of the nokosh. The other is the time that the one who used to make hazel k'oven, his name was Achno. But over here we have another name, ben dinoi. He was definitely, this one is not al shem a nokosh. This is definitely al shem, the person who would make hazel k'ovens. Mishnah Achrona has a Gishmak Atayne. He says, when the Mishnah says, Zet Tanurish Ben Dinoi, you have to give it a name. He says, only because there's a Maisa behind it. Zet Tanurish Lachnoi is because this is an episode that's priceless in Ashkofas HaTorah. So it's Mistabe that Tanurish Ben Dinoi is also not an innocent name. That this is the guy who made, he's the one who had the workshop that made Azal Chavins. Ben Dinoi is Milosh Din, and there was also a Machloikis. And this was also a famous dispute, and it's called the Tanur Shel Ben Dinoi. We don't have the Maisa. If it was a separate Maisa, what happened over here? But that's what the Mishnah Karenda says. Just point out this last case of Yeris or Arvi V'toch Batit. It doesn't sound like you need the Cheres with being hardened B'Kivshon. So they asked, because we had a Mishnah Aleph, we said this Machlokes the Rash and Rashi, whether you need by a tanner always klicheres with tziruv kivshon. Sounds over here like you don't, And Achronim Tainu Tmimi Hashem Rashi, it's Megina Shloim and others, that if you have a kli which is held together in this way, that Avada has a Shem kli. It would seem that that would be the reality over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.